This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in a reply to Omega 85 on his podcast, Omega's Paranormal Encounter. I couldn't resist this one since he was talking about sleep paralysis and such. I've had a sleep paralysis encounter one time in my life, and at the time it scared the hell out of me. Because, you know, I was young at the time, and I've studied and learned about it, and as I look at it now, I don't even consider it a paranormal experience anymore, simply because it was so explained. Let me go ahead and tell you about it. I was about 16 years old, living at home, and it was summertime, and my dad, my brother, and myself, on a lot of nights, we would sleep out on the back porch, which was screened in just because, you know, the weather was so nice. And that was one of those nights. My bed ran along one wall. My dad's bed was next to mine, you know, across over on the other wall. And my brother's stretched across the bottom of the foot of my bed. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, and something had entered the room, and it was a dark black figure. I couldn't quite make it out, but it was on the other side of my brother's bed, and it was coming around his bed and coming towards me, and I couldn't move. I was laying there, it scared the devil out of me, let me tell you, and it came up to the side of the bed, and it reached down and started choking me. And I was, you know, trying to jump around. I was trying to twist and turn. I was trying to get away from it. And it just kept strangling me. And I knew it was going to kill me. It was there to kill me. And there was nothing I could do about it. And I was, you know, just struggling as hard as I could to get away from this thing. And it had me by the throat and was just choking the life out of me. And then I shot up in bed and screamed, "No!" as loud as I could. Probably scared the whole neighborhood, but, I mean, everybody in the house shot straight up out of bed. I'd slung my covers across the room. My dad and my brother were both up trying to put their pants on, going, "What? You know, what's going on?" And I was just sitting there, and I mean, and I looked around, and it dawned on me, and I just told them, I had a bad dream. And I lay back down. And eventually, they laid back down too, and they went back to sleep. Everything got quieted down, and I really didn't sleep much the rest of that night because that encounter had pretty much terrorized me. So, for a long time, I thought that something had actually tried to kill me that night. But as I started to learn about sleep paralysis, it's also known as waking paralysis, I began to realize that mine was pretty much a classic case. There was really nothing paranormal about it. In sleep paralysis, what happens is, while you are asleep and you are dreaming, you're in REM sleep, your mind separates basically from your body to keep you from acting the dream out. And when you have sleep paralysis, it's because your body wakes up before your mind has totally more or less put itself, you know, resituated itself back into the body. And so the result is you're awake, but you're paralyzed. And this normally triggers certain things. There is an entity in the room with you. Usually it's a malevolent entity. A lot of times it tries to strangle you. A lot of times it will put pressure on your chest. And a lot of times it freaks you out. Just about every time it freaks you out. There are people that have severe cases of it. And it crosses all boundaries. I mean, this is one thing that shows that mankind is one race, because it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Japanese or Chinese or Hungarian or whatever, we all have it. I mean, all of us, every human being experiences this. Not every. The scientific studies I've read on it says that about half of the population will experience it at one time or another in their life. Some cultures have given it names. I believe in the East it's called the old hag. Anyway, it's an encounter that, you know, will pretty much scare you. Let's see, what was I going to say about this? It's a good subject, sleep paralysis. But I don't know if that totally explains the truth behind the situation. I mean, I look at UFO encounters, and I would say that probably 95% of them can be explained away. I wouldn't go so far as say swamp gas, but, you know, they may actually be Venus sitting on the horizon. They may be a government secret project. They may be any number of things that are eventually explainable, but there is a percentage, say 5%, you know, it's just a guess, that truly cannot be explained except by those that are in the know. I feel the same way about sleep paralysis. I think that probably 95% of the time when something such as this occurs is sleep paralysis, which has been explained, you know, pretty much scientifically explained away. It happens to an incredibly large part of the human population. And so it's not an abnormal, really an abnormal experience. A frightening experience, yes, but it happens to so many people, it's not that abnormal. But there is a certain percentage that's not sleep paralysis. I believe there are malevolent entities out there that may actually attack people while they're asleep. It's probably a small percentage, but I'm not going to rule it out. This is a good subject, though. It really is. I look forward to other people chiming in. Maybe we can get a conversation going here. Anyone else out there had sleep paralysis, waking paralysis, or encountered demons in your sleep other than your significant other just before your divorce? Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com.